The Noble Mahayana Sanghata Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of India, Arya Sanghata Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of Tibet, Pakpa Sungidoi Chogi Namdang. Homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thus I have heard at one time. The Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha on Vulture's Peak, together with a great assembly of 32,000 monks, including the Venerable Ajñāta Kaundinya, the Venerable Mahamaudgalyayana, the Venerable Shariputra, the Venerable Mahakashapa, the Venerable Rahula, the Venerable Bakula, the Venerable Padrapala, the Venerable Padrasri, the Venerable Chandanasri, the Venerable Jangula, the Venerable Subhuti, the Venerable Revata, the Venerable Nandasena, and so forth, and together with 62,000 bodhisattvas, including the bodhisattva, the great being Maitreya, the bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumara Shri, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumaravasan, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumarabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Anuna, the bodhisattva, the great being Manjushri, the bodhisattva, the great being Samantabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Sudarshana, the bodhisattva, the great being Parshajasena, the bodhisattva, the great being Vajrasena, and so forth. And together with 12,000 Devasons, including the Devasan Arjuna, the Devasan Bhadra, the Devasan Subhadra, the Devasan Dharmaruchi, the Devasan Chandanagarbha, the Devasan Chandanavasin, the Devasan Chandana, and so forth. And together with 8,000 Deva daughters, including the Deva daughter Murdamgini, the Deva daughter Prasadavati, the Deva daughter Mahatma Samprayukta, the Deva daughter called Glorious Eye, the Deva daughter Prajapati Vasini, the Deva daughter Balini, the Deva daughter called Glorious Wealth, the Deva daughter Subahu Yukta, and so forth, and together with 8,000 Naga kings, including the Naga king Apalala, the Naga king Elapatra, the Naga king Timingila, the Naga king Kumbhasara, the Naga king Gumbhashirsha, the Naga king called Causing Virtue, the Naga king Sunanda, the Naga king Sushakha, the Naga king Gavashirsha, and so forth. All of them proceeded to Rajagriha, to Vulture's Peak, where the Blessed One was. When they reached there, they prostrated with their heads at the feet of the Blessed One, circumambulated the Blessed One 3 times, and then they all sat down in front of the Blessed One. The Blessed One assented to their presence by remaining silent. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, arose, placed his upper robe over one shoulder, set his right knee on the ground, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He addressed the Blessed One as follows. Blessed One, 1,000,000 Devas, 1,000,000 daughters of Devas, and many millions of Bodhisattvas have gathered. Blessed One, many millions of Shravakas and also Naga kings have gathered and are seated to hear the Dharma. That being so, may the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha, please teach that sort of approach into the ways of Dharma through which, as soon as they hear it, old sentient beings will purify all their karmic obstacles, and young sentient beings will make great effort at virtuous Dharma and will attain special superiority, and their virtuous actions will not degenerate, will not at all degenerate, and will not become at all degenerated. He said this, and the Blessed One spoke thus to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, that you thought to ask the Tathagata about this point is good, very good. Therefore, Sarvashura, listen well and attentively and keep it in mind, and I will tell you. Having said to the Blessed One just so, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, listened with full attention to the Blessed One. The Blessed One spoke thus to him. Sarvashura, there is a Dharma Paryaya called Sanghata that even now is still active on this planet Earth. Whoever hears this Sanghata Dharma Paryaya will have their 5 uninterrupted karmas purified, and they will never turn away from unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Sarvashura, what do you think about this? If you think that those who hear this Sanghata Sutra will produce as much as the mass of merit of one Tathagata, you should not see it like that. Sarvashura said, well then, how should it be seen? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, those bodhisattvas, great beings, will also produce as much a mass of merit as the masses of merit of as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as grains of sand in the Ganges River. Sarvashura, those who hear this Sanghata Dharma Paryaya will never turn away. They will see the Tathagata. They will never be separated from seeing the Tathagata. They will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. The virtuous dharmas that they will all achieve will not be overpowered by the wicked Mara. Sarvashura, all those who hear this Sankhata Sutra will understand arising and cessation. Then, at that moment, all of those bodhisattvas arose, placed their upper robe over one shoulder, set their right knee on the ground, and asked of the Blessed One, "Blessed One, how much is the massive merit of one Tathagata?" The Blessed One spoke as follows, "Children of the lineage, listen to the measure of the massive merit of one Buddha. It is as follows. To make an analogy, as great as is the massive merit of as many bodhisattvas abiding on the 10 levels, as there are drops of water in the great ocean, and particles of dust on the planet Earth, and grains of sand in the Ganges River, the massive merit of one Buddha is much greater than that. As for those sentient beings who hear the Sanghata Dharma Pariyaya, the massive merit they will produce is much greater even than that. It is not possible to realize the limit of that massive merit by counting. Sarvashura, anyone who feels great joy at the time, at the moment when they hear these words, will produce an immeasurable massive merit." Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, "Blessed One, who are those sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma?" After he said this, the Blessed One spoke as follows to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. "Sarvashura, there are two sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma. If you wonder which those two are, Sarvashura, they are as follows. One has an equal mind toward all sentient beings. The second, Sarvashura, is anyone who, after hearing the Dharma, reveals it correctly and fully to all sentient beings equally." The Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said, "Blessed One, who, after hearing the Dharma, reveals it correctly and fully to all sentient beings equally?" The Blessed One said, "Sarvashura, the first are those who, having heard the Dharma, wholly dedicate themselves to enlightenment. When one has wholly dedicated oneself to enlightenment, one thirsts tremendously for Dharma for the sake of sentient beings. Sarvashura, the second are those who enter into the Mahayana. They are also always tremendously thirsty for the Dharma." Then the millions of devas, nagas, humans, and deva daughters arose, placed their palms together in front of the Blessed One, and addressed the Blessed One as follows, "Blessed One, we too are tremendously thirsty for the Dharma. That being so, may the Blessed One completely fulfill our wishes and the wishes of all sentient beings." At that time, at that moment, the Blessed One displayed a smile. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, arose, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He addressed the Blessed One as follows, "Blessed One, what is the cause of your smile? What is the condition?" Then the Blessed One spoke to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. "Sarvashura, those sentient beings who came here will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. They will attain the full establishment of the objects of enjoyment of a Tathagata." The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, "Blessed One, due to what cause and what condition will the sentient beings who came here be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment?" The Blessed One said, "It is good, Sarvashura, very good, that you thought to ask the Tathagata about this point. Therefore, Sarvashura, listen to the distinctive qualities of dedication. Sarvashura, at a time long past, countless eons ago, a Tathagata, an Arhat, a perfect and complete Buddha named Ratnasri, endowed with knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, knower of the world, unsurpassed guide of beings to be tamed, teacher of devas and humans, a Buddha, a Blessed One, arose in the world. Sarvashura, at that time, at that moment, I was a Brahmin youth. All those sentient beings whom I was leading to the gnosis of a Buddha at that time, at that moment, had become wild animals. And so at that time, at that moment, I made this prayer. May all the wild animals who are now completely tormented by suffering be reborn in my Buddha field. May I establish them all in the gnosis of a Buddha." And all those wild animals, having heard those words, said, "May it be so." Sarvashura, by this root of virtue, these sentient beings have come here and will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Thereupon, after hearing this greatly joyful thing from the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, "Blessed One, what lifespan is possible for those sentient beings?" The Blessed One said, "A lifespan of 80 eons is possible for those sentient beings." The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, "Blessed One, how much is the measure of an eon?" The Blessed One said, Child of the lineage, listen, it is as follows. To make an analogy, a man built an enclosure 12 yojanas in circumference and 3 yojanas in height, and completely filled that enclosure with nothing but sesame seeds. Then, whenever 1,000 years had passed, that man cast a single sesame seed out from that enclosure that was completely filled with sesame seeds. In such a manner, even when that man comes to the end of all those sesame seeds, and even the foundation and base of that enclosure no longer exist, still an aeon would not have come to an end. Moreover, Sarvashuddha, it is as follows. To make an analogy, there is a mountain 50 yojanas in depth and some 12 yojanas in height. Then a man built a house on the side of that mountain, and for a long time, when 100 years passed, that man would wipe it once with a cloth of Benares muslin. By his doing so, the mountain would come to an end. But even after it had, still an aeon would not have come to an end. Sarvashuddha, that is the measure of an aeon. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashuddha, arose and addressed the Blessed One. Blessed One, if even one dedication produces a large mass of merit, such that the lifespan of a happy life can become 80 aeons, what need could there be to mention someone who offers an extremely great amount of reverential service to the teachings of the Tathagata? The Blessed One said, Listen, child of the lineage, if anyone who hears the Sankhata Dharma Paryaya is able to have a lifespan of 84,000 aeons, what need is there to mention one who has the Sankhata Sutra written out and who reads it? Sarvashuddha, that one will produce an extremely large mass of merit. Sarvashuddha, anyone who has a mind inspired with pure faith and makes heartfelt prostrations to the Sankhata Sutra will remember their past lives for 95 aeons. They will become a wheel-turning king for 60 aeons. Even in that lifetime, everyone will like them. Sarvashuddha, their death will not be brought about by weapons. Their death will not be brought about by poison. They will not be harmed by black magic. Even at their time of death, they will see 99 million Buddhas directly. And, Sarvashuddha, those Buddhas, those blessed ones, will say to that person, Holy being, because you have heard the great Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya explained well, therefore this mass of merit was created. And those 99 million Buddhas, the blessed ones, in their individual world systems, will also make a prediction. If this is so, Sarvashuddha, what need is there to mention anyone who hears all of this great Sankhata Sutra Dharma